98.1 KZE. It is a little after 4 o'clock on Wednesday. It is Friends Day once again, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Please welcome, for his first visit to the Friends Day studio, from Catskill, New York, it's Greg Farley. KZE, Greg Farley in the house with Josh on the guitar here from Catskill, New York. Greg, it's so good to see you. It's been a while.
So good to see you. I know. Yeah. It's been a minute.
You turn your vocals up and your reverb down
there for a second. Oh, that's
okay. Yeah. So what's been going on since the pandemic and everything?
Just been working. Started a tree business and a woodworking business. It's going well. GF Woodworks and Tree Care.
Right on.
You know, let me know. ISA certified arborist, fully insured.
Awesome. That's important when you're working on trees.
Me and Josh have been doing a lot of shows, and we're playing on January 19th at Tubby's.
Awesome. Full band?
We're going to have a full band, and I'm writing a new record.
Yeah.
Put out a couple records. The one you guys have been playing is called Brown Bag. So thanks so much for playing the songs off of it.
Great stuff. And Faith is a big fan, too.
Yep. Thanks to Faith. Shout out Faith, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
You ever fallen out of a tree?
Thank God, no.
Good.
Don't even say that.
I really shouldn't. But
no,
that's the first
God,
thing,
no.
You know,
if that
course.
Happens, you won't be hearing from me anymore. So.
Yeah, no kidding. That's scary, working on trees.
It is, no.
Were you a tree climber as a kid?
Actually, no. I wasn't really big on heights or anything.
Really?
It's just kind of, once I learned that, you know, if I could learn how to climb trees, then I wouldn't always be just doing removals and so on. It really gives you opportunities to solve problems with the trees and try to actually save them and make them healthier.
Yeah.
And better for living next to people and so on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Is I'm kind of imagining that the biggest part of learning that job is like learning how not to fall out of a tree.
Yeah. No, it's all we have. Like there's, you know, International Society of Arborists, and there's a whole methodology to how to do it. You know, there's the knots we use are like from old sailing knots from, you know, that are like so old, you know,
and yeah, tried and true methods.
Yeah, the way we go about it, we always, that's the biggest thing. We definitely want to come home at the end of the day. So
yeah,
there's a lot of risk involved, but it's definitely, you know, it's cool to be able to work with trees and so on.
Yeah. Yeah. Forgive me for asking arborist questions.
No,
everybody comes in here can talk about music, but not everybody can talk about climbing trees.
It's fine. It's fine. Yeah.
But yeah, it's really exciting that you're working on some new music. When was the last release?
The last release was right after, I think it was 2021, February.
Yeah. Oh, so not that long ago.
Yeah. And like this new one I'm working on, it's like 3/4 of the way done. So
yeah,
it should come out hopefully in 2024, you know, next year.
Right on. So. And a month from now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And the fiddle tune we just heard, is that a new one?
No, that's actually on Brown Bag.
Awesome.
My last
one. Oh, right. Done.
So, yeah. Yeah. It's called Fisher and a Hemlock.
That's
you
great.
You can find that one. Yeah, on there.
So. Right. So we're set up in a different arrangement here. Now we got two guitars. So what do you got for us next?
This is one from my new record. It's called All I Have. And here it comes.
Mama, make my bed. I believe I've been killed. They busted up the Union Hall. They were running, I was standing still. What then for your one true love? My knife, some nettle, and many debts to settle. All I have, all I have. Saw the old saw gang up on Porter's land, dripping of ball grease, pine sap. What you boys say? We take lunch. You can have half my sandwich, though I know it ain't much. All I have, all I have. I was a prideful man, I held the world in contempt. I spied the whale, I stared upon death. I leveled my steel, I shall not accept what is given. It's better to rule in hell than serve up in heaven. All I have. Couple make love on Friday night. You're probably getting off your shift, headed across the bridge at this time. Well, that was us once, two doves. Now I'm the old man in the empty room above. All I have, all I have, all I have, all I have.
Greg Farley, 98.1 KZE. You know, one of the things I really like about your songwriting is it's very like slice of life. You know, there's like a lot of specifics in it that I always really enjoy, and it just kind of puts you right in the moment. Do you tend to write about specific things that have happened to you, or are you more of like a storyteller making up, you know, characters and stuff?
I think it's definitely more, yeah, personal.
Yeah.
It's harder for me to even start to write something if it's not something I'm referencing from my own, you know, life. But then I think that other things do come in and influence, you know, like the lyrics, you know, like even other things I've read or heard and so on. So it might not be direct references sometimes, but
yeah,
you know, it's definitely from my own experience.
Because I like the Stewart's song so much too. Yeah. And it's like, you know, just as somebody who lives in upstate New York, it's like, yeah, Stewart's, I've been there.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. And I definitely tried to frame that song out to be kind of like a thing about just the whole, you know, plight of, because it's such a, like, I feel like it's like the community center. I feel like it's where people go.
Oh, know, it's a working day. Class hub. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I just felt like it was the perfect kind of place for that song to kind of start out at.
Yeah.
And, you know, take place in.
Yeah.
So.
Greg, where can we go to buy your existing music and find out more about you and follow you and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, and I have my music on, you know, all the major platforms, and it's on Bandcamp if you wanted to support it there. Or
always recommend Bandcamp.
Yeah, we get a little cut of that. And but really, you know, to me, I just, it's all about coming to the shows and actually just, you know, if you actually enjoy it, just listening to it, telling people about it. That's the biggest thing. I don't really look to music for, you know, making bucks or anything.
Yeah, you got trees for that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, so it's cool. Like, it's really freed me in a lot of ways. So I could just make music how I want.
Yeah.
What I want.
Have you ever gone on a national tour, or you tend to keep it local?
I haven't gotten the opportunity to do a national tour. I would love to. We were just talking about that. It'd be great to be able to get out there and hit the road and share my songs to a wider audience. It's just kind of like the opportunity of how that can happen. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. There's definitely DIY ways to do it, but then you're taking the risk that you might come back broker than you left.
Exactly. And like, it's really hard for me to kind of be able to do that, you know, but
take off work.
To,
yeah.
It'd be cool if maybe something was more like opening up for somebody who was more well known or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we've kind of done the whole like DIY thing and from when we were younger.
Yeah.
So like, we're kind of too old for it now.
Yeah. Understandable. Yeah. Greg Farley is my guest on KZE from Catskill, New York. Lifelong Catskill, New York?
No, I grew up in Highland. So did Josh.
Oh, cool.
So, and then we've just kind of made our way up the river. We lived in Rosendale for a while.
Yes, sir.
He lives in Philmont, so we've kind of covered the whole gambit of this whole stretch.
Yeah.
The Hudson Valley, yes.
Gotten to know the whole place.
Exactly, yeah. We know all the towns. We know all the vibes.
Yeah, you got one more for us? I think you said you might play us a Christmas tune.
Yeah, I was thinking since it's Christmas.
I would love it.
Yeah, thanks.
Yay, Christmas.
Yay, that was
lovely. No, yeah. I can't finger pick at all, so that was beautiful.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, we just tried to get that one together for this event, so
it's perfect for KZE.
Yeah.
Greg Farley has been my guest on Friends Day, January 19th in Kingston, right?
Yep, January 19th, Kingston at Toby's.
And stay tuned for more music announcements.
That's right.
Listen on KZE. We will see you on the next one. You come back, right?
Yeah, please. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thanks so much.
We got your community bulletin board now and Shovels and Rope next.